President John Dramani Mahama has called for the support of all to institutionalize the ideals for which President John Atta Mills stood for. He said his vision of peace and unity for the country is the greatest legacy that a leader can bequeath to his nation. The president made the appeal when a delegation from parliament led by the speaker, Mrs. Joyce Bamford Addo, called and at the Kasalusu. Leadership of the Convention People's Party was also at the castle to sympathize with government. Pascaline Adadevo was there.
There have not been serious business in Parliament since Wednesday following the demise of former President John Evans Atta Mills. The Speaker, Justice Mrs. Joyce Bamford Addo, and her two deputies were at the castle to congratulate President Mahama, even in the midst of sorrow. Justice Mrs. Bamford Addo noted that even though the death of President Mills has shocked everyone, he still lives in our hearts. She was hopeful that President John Mahama will continue with the good works of Professor Mills.
The whole of parliamentarians, the whole of the nation, our hearts are broken. It will be difficult to mend it, but we knew the person of the president, those of us who were close to him, thoughtfulness, concern for people, above all humility. Even though we know his loss is irreplaceable in terms of you can't get the same man, I think Parliament and the whole nation is hopeful that you will stand in his shoes and continue with the work that he started.
President John Mahama personally commended the Speaker of Parliament for her role in preparing and encouraging him for what he described as a difficult assignment. He also lauded Parliament for the swift manner in which the transition process was managed, saying it has won respect for the country globally.
I want to personally thank you, Madam Speaker, for the role you played preparing me for the very difficult assignment that I had to undertake that evening. You had a very calming effect on me. I want to say that we have three arms of government, and so I wish to assure you that the executive will do everything to collaborate with your August House to ensure that you're able to efficiently carry out the mandate that the good people of Ghana have given you. Even though our president has departed, he had a vision of making this country a better place. And so we're pursuing a better Ghana agenda, and that vision will not die.
National executives of the Convention People's Party, CPP, led by the flag bearer Dr. Abu Sakara and Chairperson Samia Yabang Nkrumah, were also at the castle to sympathize with the president as well as congratulate him. The flag bearer Dr. Abu Sakara described Professor Mills as a true Nkrumahist whose legacy will go down in history. He said President Mills' style of leadership is worth emulating by all. President Mahama stated that he is deeply touched by the many kind words being said about the late president. He noted that former President Mills, like everyone, was not a perfect being, but exhibited very sterling qualities as a true statesman.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the CPP, Samia Yabang Nkrumah, says she is not yet recovered from the shock and pain of the sudden death of President Mills. She described him as a man who stood firm even in the face of unfair criticisms and sometimes open insults. Speaking at a meeting with President Mahama at the Kasalusu, Madame Samia Nkrumah was grateful for the steps President Mills took in honoring her father, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Madame Samia said, unknown to everyone, President Mills suggested that the CPP merge with the NDC, but she refused the offer.
On a personal note, and allow me to say this, on the two occasions I met him immediately after the 2008 elections, on those two occasions, I rejected his offer for me to form an alliance with the NDC. But I'm mentioning it here to say that despite that, it made no difference in the respect he showed me. And this is why we hold him in very, very high esteem. This is the kind of politician some of us want to see in Ghana.
Chairperson of the CPP, Samia Nkrumah.